again. I didn't record anything yesterday because I was tired and went to bed. I didn't really go a bit late, but I was tired and went to bed, and I didn't do it. But yesterday morning, got up, didn't eat anything, was trying to hold out as long as possible because I was going to try to eat 5 pounds of pancakes. And I knew I could eat a good... I thought I could eat a good deal of it. My biggest concern with it was pancakes taste gross after a while. And that was my biggest concern, was the pancakes tasting gross, not my tummy filling up. So, we go there. It's like 11 o'clock. I'm trying to get some veggie burger, and I say, I want to do the pancake challenge. And the guy's like, okay. And he goes and he gets, like, one of those cake display things. You know, you put your cake on a pedestal and it goes over top of it. He gets the top of it. He comes back. He says, this is how big it is. And I was like, all right. You had 2 hours to do it. And I was kind of like, I don't know. That's a lot of food. But it's $11, which, I mean, really is not that expensive, I didn't think. A normal breakfast is like $9, so it's only $2 more. And it's way more food if you can eat it. So I was like, yeah. And it was like, if I don't do it, I'm going to regret not doing it. So I just said, yep, let's do it. And apparently the cook really hates it. She had another person came in right after us, and he was going to try it also. And the cook really hates doing it because she has to clear up, but she can't cook anything else while they're cooking it on the grill because it takes up the entire grill for the 5 pounds of pancakes. And the one guy who was watching her pour him one, because we were talking about it, like, well, in 2 hours you might be able to do it because it's good enough time, blah, 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 whatever. But then he saw her pour it on the grill and he changed his mind, like, yeah, right, there's no way, because the pancakes were very thick. And it was just really ridiculous. It was crazy. I brought it out. It was freaking huge. And at first, pancakes tasted really good. It was a really good pancake. I was like, it's pretty tasty. I got through one of them, and it started tasting disgusting. I could only make it through, like, half of another one because it was tasted so gross. It was going to make me sick. It tasted so gross. It wasn't that I couldn't eat more. I could have eaten more food. I could have fit more pancake in my tummy if it didn't taste disgusting. I was like drenching it in syrup, trying everything I could to eat it to see how much I could actually eat. And I got to the point where I was like, I'm going to be sick if I eat any more pancake. And then we went to the store and we got some more food so that I could eat something else. But it was just like, I don't know, pancakes taste really disgusting if you try to eat them in mass. I don't know who could eat all 5 of those. There's like 17 people who have. And I don't know who could eat that much pancake without it being disgusting. It was, yeah, it just tastes so nasty. It's, I don't know, I don't really want pancakes for a while. Maybe we get to Ashland and we get, no. I don't know, it's just... so gross. I just can't explain how gross it is. Like, it's seriously gonna make me sick. It was so gross tasting at the end. So, I didn't really do very well. I got 1.5. The other guy, he only did 1.5 also. I was like, oh, lame-o. Like, his thing was, once you realize you're not going to finish it all, there's no point in making yourself sick. I was like, I could have eaten more. Like, I could have eaten more food. More food would have fit in my tummy. It wasn't that 1.5 pounds of food was all I could eat. I could eat more than that. It's just I couldn't eat more pancakes. So, I don't know. And then my shoes, my mom ordered me some shoes, and they all, and socks and insoles and everything was there, which was awesome. So, it's kind of sad I had to get rid of my old shoes. They hurt my feet, so, I mean, I really couldn't wear them anymore. Because it hurt my feet, but it's still kind of sad getting rid of them because I've had them for so long. Had them since I started, and what is this, like 3.5 months, and now I have to get rid of them. So sad. But I have new ones, they look just like the other ones now because they're really dirty. And, I don't know. They're good, they're a little big. They might be a little too big, but they work, so it's not a big deal. Just breaking them in today, new insoles and everything, so it's pretty awesome. So today was a pretty good day walking wise. And yesterday after pancakes, we just went back to where we were staying and watched the movies and stuff. Raymond watched Batman and Robin. I read this awful book. And then we started watching Speed. And then I was like, I have to go to sleep. So I didn't get to see the exciting ending of Speed, even though I've seen it before Stardom Highlands. I went to sleep, got out this morning. Now, the hike out of Cyan Valley is like this infamous, is what I would say. Like, everybody talks about it. It's all over the place. Like, dude, this hike out of Cyan Valley is just awful. It's just, it's 8 miles uphill. It's just awful. I mean, this hike is just, yeah. I mean, this is all you hear is how awful this hike is out of Cyan Valley. Like, it's just 8 miles uphill. It's just, oh. And a lot of people, I would say, bring something to celebrate at the Oregon border. It's like, well, if you brought something, you're probably regretting it now. Which is like, what? Like, I brought a can of soda because they didn't have any alcohol beverages I could drink. Raymond has a can of beer. And we're going to drink it when we get to the border of Oregon, and it'll be fun. But really, if I didn't have it in my bag, it wouldn't have made much of a difference. But anyways, so everybody's just like, this climb, this hike out of here. I mean, everybody makes it sound like it's like the worst thing we've had to do yet. I mean, it's just awful, and yeah, it's the worst thing ever. So there's also this road that goes like the same place that you could take, and a lot of people are like, you should definitely take the road. The road's much better. There's swimming holes and stuff. It goes right by a river and everything. And so then we were kind of thinking about taking the road, because last time we didn't take the alternate route, everybody else took it and said how awesome it was. And there was hot springs and stuff, and we didn't get any of that. So now when people are like really suggest a different way, I mean, we've skipped so much of the actual trail anyways, what's the harm in doing a little alternate route? And so we were thinking this morning about doing it. Also, the road walk. Also, although it's not road the whole way, it's just like paved a little bit and then it's not anymore. But also there was a lot of smoke this morning, and it kind of was like, do I want to be climbing up this hill in the smoke so I can walk on the road? The road doesn't go up as high as the trail gets, and so maybe it's not as steep, and you know, maybe it'll be better walking in the smoke and stuff, because walking in the smoke's not as fun, not fun at all. But we were talking to the guy at the store, because I stopped to get my soda and stuff. And he's like, no, just the climb's not really that bad. It's really not bad at all, blah, blah, blah. Just do the trail. It's a lot better. So we said, okay, we'll do the trail, because he said it's a lot better. And I don't really want to do a road walk anyways, even if people say it's better than the trail. And so we're doing this climb, and the climb is not very steep. I mean, it's not like it's flat, but it's really not that bad. You get up to 8 miles, and I'm just like, really? This is what people are complaining about? Like, what? I mean, we have done so many more climbs that were way worse. Like, all of Yosemite is freaking, I mean, those were climbs. Those were so much worse. I would say they were worse than the High Sierras, going over the passes and everything. I think Yosemite is probably the steepest, worst climbing that we've done so far, and even going down was super steep. This was just kind of, I mean, it was rated as like a 7, I think, 7 grade, but it really wasn't. We got to the top, I was just like, this is what people are complaining about? Like, this is what all the buildup was for? Like, this is nothing. We've hiked so far already, and this, I'm supposed to be worried about this. I just don't understand. I don't understand why people are complaining. In a normal year, when you just go straight through, you've hiked 1,600 miles, over 1,600 miles already, and this 8-mile stretch that's not very steep is what you're complaining about. I don't know. It just... yeah, everybody complains about poison oak, too, and there wasn't even that much... near the trail. Like, you could have stepped off the trail until at the beginning and rolled around in it if you wanted to. You know, whatever. But That's it. Everybody complained about the poison alcohol, so it really wasn't bad. So, I don't know. Everybody complains about this climate homicide, and I don't know why they're complaining because.
Those people that left yesterday would still complain about it because they left in the middle of the day.
Yeah, there were people that left yesterday in the middle of the day, and they might complain about it because it might have been mother freaking hot. Yeah, we were watching movies, so. Because it was hot out, so we didn't want to leave in the middle of the afternoon because we knew we had to climb. So we said, we'll just wait for first thing in the morning and we'll head out, and it'll be nice and cool, and everything will be fine. And when we got up to the top, well, by the time we got to, we were getting to the top, it was getting pretty hot. I was sweating a lot. But then, and we were still in the smoke a lot, and then finally we got out of the smoke, and it was all magnificent. It was way, it was so nice to be out of the smoke and not have to deal with that and not be breathing it in while I'm trying to walk and everything. I mean, that was just gross. And so we got out of the smoke and we're walking around, and it really wasn't that hot then. Once we got up higher and we were walking around, so it was pretty nice. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't like it has been incredibly hot walking all day, which is nice. And we were reading, and it said that some people decide that because Northern California is super hot, that they're gonna send all their warm clothes, like their gloves and their hats and stuff, up to Washington, because Oregon won't be cold. But Oregon nights are really cold. And I have to say, we're not actually in Oregon yet, but the night so far, I mean, already tonight, it's pretty darn cold outside. We were walking to stop for dinner. I had to put on all my clothes and go sit in the sun because it was getting pretty chilly already. And I would walk really fast after dinner when we were going because it was cold. And I took off my jacket and everything because I thought I'd get too hot. And then we set up the tent. Oh, putting on all my warm clothes because it's nice and cold, which is nice because a couple nights there in Northern California here. We've only had a couple nights in Northern California because you have to kind of go around the rest of it. But a couple nights we've had in Northern California have been pretty warm. And I don't like that at all because my sleeping bag is pretty warm. So you get to the it's too cold without the sleeping bag, but too hot with the sleeping bag thing going on, which then I don't sleep very well because I'm all constantly like trying to find a happy medium where some cold air is coming in, but I'm not cold. So I don't know, but it should be pretty cold tonight, which I'm pretty excited about because I'd much prefer a cold night than a warm night because I'm sleeping and my bag is warm and it keeps me warm and I sleep well that way. And then plus in the morning when I get up, it's so cool. It's not hot when I get up. I don't like when it's hot when I get up. Because that just means the rest of the day is going to be even hotter. And, yeah, it's not going to be good. I did see today, I saw the tail end of a little snake. Well, I don't know how big the snake was because I only saw its tippy tail. It was like black and white striped. And it was going in the bushes. I only saw it briefly, like maybe an inch of it. So, that was exciting. Let's see, anything else happened today? We went up a lot. And yeah. I think that's well, the other exciting thing is we have less than 1,000 miles to go today, which is pretty darn exciting. We're in the triple digits instead of the four digits. So quadruple digits. So I don't know, this is the first time that we've had less than 1,000 miles, and now we're in the hundreds of miles to go. So 900 and something, which is pretty exciting for me, because I don't know, it's kind of early because we're almost out of California, and I almost feel like, all right, we're almost done, even though we still have like 900 miles to go. It feels like, oh, this is it. Heck, Oregon border. Time to go home. But it's not really. It's really just, oh, this is it. Oregon border. Let's power through Oregon and power through Washington and get to the Canadian border. It's really what my goal is. We're going to spend probably hiking in the morning to Ashland and spend the day, stay overnight, and leave the next day. And then try and power up like 8 days or something to go visit Raymond's grandparents. And then it's about 10 or 11 days until we would get to the Washington border. I'm not exactly sure where Amy, my cousin, is from there, and if we would be able to have to call her and, you know, see if they're going to be around and are willing to pick us up from the trail and all that jazz. But it would only be like 10 or 11 days, I think, up till that. And then we'd have maybe 20 more days of walking to do in Washington. If my calculations are right, and we can actually do 20 mile days. So we really don't have, I mean, we might have like 50 more days left, which in the grand scheme of things isn't really that much. So we probably have less than that of walking, because hopefully we'll be able to do more miles here in Oregon, because it's supposed to be pretty flat is what everybody says. So I don't know, I'm going to be super excited tomorrow when we get to the Oregon border, though, because we will no longer be in California. And we've been in California for so long that it will just be very exciting for me. I think everybody gets very excited when they get to the Oregon border. That's why you bring a celebration drink with you. And, yeah, it's pretty good. So, I don't know, I don't think there's anything else exciting to happen today or anything else to talk about, so I think I'm gonna go to bed now.